You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the California State University of Northridge Conference on Technology and Disability, and I'm with Greg Hargreaves from Braille Page. That's P-A-I-G-E. Greg, welcome in to RNIB Connect Radio. Good to have your company. Just tell listeners in the UK and around the world a little bit about Braille Page. What is it?
Hi, so we're building a board that upgrades the Perkins. So people just swap the base of their old Perkins with our board, and it can connect it wirelessly to any phone, tablet or laptop for translation and gamified learning.
Okay, so the venerable Perkins Brailler that many of us use to create hard copy Braille at home or in the classroom or even perhaps sometimes for work. Like you say, it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade. So you're kind of bringing the Perkins Brailler almost into the 21st century. So you just unscrew the baseboard, as you say, and then you replace that with your technology, and then that connects via Bluetooth, did you say?
Yeah, exactly. So it operates like a normal keyboard with SDF JKL input. So it'll work with anything that supports that. So that could be UEB Online, that could be Duxbury, and it would also be our website, where we've built a very simple translation tool with Libluie, and we've also got some like learning software on there as well.
Okay, and this technology, so do you expect the user to install it themselves, or do you do that? How does that work, the setup?
Exactly. So we post it out in sort of a large letterbox, and it just goes through your letterbox, and then there's some setup instructions in the box. So you can also go to our website, and there's some setup instructions on there as well.
Okay. And then once you've got the board installed, so you do that yourself, so you just take the base off with a Phillips or something like that?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, just a screwdriver.
Yeah, okay. And then you replace that with the board, and then you can connect via Bluetooth to your tablet or your laptop. Once you're connected, what happens then?
So once you're connected, you can then use it with any software that you would do SDF JKL input with. And so your screen reader will speak to you, so you'll have visual output, audio output, and tactile output with the Perkins. And so, for example, you could be embossing Braille, and we would be translating it with Libluie and speaking that back to you. And also any sighted teachers, family, friends you might want to work alongside could see the print translation on your computer at the same time.
Okay. Are we able to do like a little demo?
Yeah.
So I could just maybe write a few words or whatever? Shall I?
I'll just turn my screen reader back.
So on the table in front of me is what just feels like a regular Perkins Brailler. Those of us who write Braille will be familiar with this. So I'm now going to try writing some Braille, yeah?
Yeah.
So, all right. So. Okay, so that's grade one. I've written the first three letters of the alphabet. And as I'm writing, we heard there. A, B, C. Let's try some numbers.
Zero three zero three one two three nine 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 nine.
That's the RNIB telephone number. So there we go. Right. Excellent. Okay. So we can hear that. So that's in uncontracted grade one Braille. And then we're also able to change that to contracted Braille as well.
That's all the hard work of people at Libluie, so we've got them to thank for all the translation.
And of course, we at RNIB have contributed code as well to improve the performance and the accuracy of Libluie. Who's this for, Greg?
So the strongest response we've had has been from local authorities supporting students in mainstream schools, where they're having to deal with sighted teachers all day who may or may not learn Braille. And so they're having to manually transcribe the paper, and that's quite a laborious and slow process. And so they've been really positive about it, and we've been working with them to try and get it out to all of these local authorities in the UK.
And why do you think, you know, I remember years and years and years ago, there was something called the Braille and Print, you know, and they had a massive box that sat under your Perkins, and then you also had to have, a dot matrix printer, you know, that needed its own power supply and cable and all of that. Why has it been so long since we've had something like this?
I'm not really sure. I think technology's come along, and this is quite trivial to do nowadays, and we can build this incredibly cheaply. And so there's been a lot of people, like you said, who have had this similar ideas before, and it just never seems to have been done at scale and very cheaply. And so we're hoping that we can be the people to do that.
Yeah, and what's your goal? What are you hoping to achieve with the product?
Our sort of big goal is to sort of lower the entry-level price to someone who wants to learn Braille, so they could pick up a Perkins secondhand or free, and then they could buy our board, and then they've got translation and our learning software, and it would be a very sort of inviting and simple way to get into Braille.
Let's have another little demo, because you've got this mode where it'll tell me what you know, what to press, and then I do it, and so just like you say, gamifying the learning process.
Exactly. So we follow a similar structure to Fingerprint, the RNIB course, mm-hmm. and so we begin with the letters A, L, D, T. So I'll get that started now.
Okay.
So let's just introduce the first letter. A is dot one.
Okay, so I'm going to press that on the Perkins.
Correct. T is dot 2345.
Okay, I'm just trying to reach across with one hand.
Correct. T.
Okay, I got...
Do you want me to press the keys?
Yeah, let's do another one. Go on, we'll get one more. Oh, he wants another T?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do that.
Correct. A.
A.
Excellent. B is dots 145. Correct. A. Correct. T.
You could get one.
Okay,
wrong.
I'm going to do that now. I'm going to get it wrong.
Incorrect.
Okay.
T is dots 2345.
So it's telling me what dots to press on the keyboard. So just to make that Braille learning process easier, and how do students find this? Have you had any? Have you got any case studies? Any anecdotes from students who've used this?
We had a really lovely video made about us recently by a social media kind of influencer in the blindness space called Seren J. So she's got an unboxing video that she's made for us, and it's up on Instagram, TikTok, so people could go and watch that.
Brilliant. Well, look, you know this is an issue close to my heart. Outside of RNIB, I also chair the Braillist Foundation, and we're really keen to get folks up and running with Braille. And how do we find out more, Greg? What's the best way to do that?
So people can visit pagebraille.com, and they can also find us on social media at pagebraille.
Okay, that's P-A-I-G-E. braille.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
RNIB Connect Radio.